Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 23rd. I had to think for a minute what month it was. September 23rd. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're having a good start tonight. We're looking forward to having a good call. And we appreciate the fact that you're here tuned in, or whether you're listening to the call through the Starlink satellite system around the globe. So thank you for that, and thank you, everybody, for being faithful to come to the big call every Tuesday and Thursday night. So let's do this before we go to Sue for what should be a really beautiful teaching that we've been used to that's very uplifting and edifying to us. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go from there. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done so far in our lives to take us to this point. Thank you that you honor our prayer, that you answer prayer, that sometimes it doesn't come immediately, but it comes when you say it should come. Thank you for our ability to pray things into existence, to speak things that are not as though they were. Thank you for that ability to send our prayers into our future where we are going to be to receive them. Thank you for all you've done in our lives and what you'll continue to do for us now and in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a good time for us. And by the way, just so you know, I do have a prayer request when the time comes tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
And
let's,
invoke what you would like me to bring.
Invoke what I'd like you to bring?
Invoke.
I'm sorry, that's what I said. Invoke. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said evoke. Okay.
No,
sorry.
Invoke. I know. Yeah. Well, I'd like you to bring us a teaching now that would really be uplifting to us and bring all of us together in faith. How about that?
That's wonderful. And I hope to deliver. And I want to dedicate this. I hope she's listening. To a woman that I had the most numinous, outrageous, miraculous conversation with, Ms. Dina. And I just want to thank her. I want to thank her for who she is, the path she walks, and being able to share pillars of wisdom. And that goes for everybody that's on this call as well. And this is called Make Your Own Choice. Although God does give specific instructions regarding many of our choices, there are also choices that he gives us the freedom to make. We can use wisdom, follow peace, and do what we believe God would approve of. Unless I have a specific instruction from God in his word or by his spirit, my general guideline is to follow what I believe to be the heart of God, his desire and will. God will let us decide what to spend our money on, whom to choose as friends, what and when to eat, whom to marry, where we want to work, and many other things. Yet if our underlying desire is to be in God's will, we're always listening in our hearts for anything God may not approve of, and we're ready to change if that is what God desires. I recently had an experience that might prove to be a good example. We were going to move from our current home about 1.5 miles down the road where we could build between two of our children. It sounded like so much fun, and we thought it might be a good choice for the future, but I wanted to be sure. I prayed diligently and waited to get some definite guidance from God. This continued for at least 6 months. I knew we wouldn't be doing anything wrong if we did move, but I really wanted to make the best choice. I wanted to make the choice I would be happy with for a long, long time. I knew it would be a lot of work and would cost money we didn't really want to spend, so I remained in indecision. I really wanted a definite yes or no from God, but he didn't give me one. It seemed clear that God was saying, the choice is yours. So we finally decided to keep life simple and stay in the home we have. I instantly felt relieved and knew I had made the right choice for the time being. A great deal of the time, God simply leads us by peace, wisdom, and common sense. I don't need to hear a voice to teach me not to spend more money than I earn, because that's common sense. I don't need to get a word from God about whether or not to take on more responsibility if I'm already very stressed from the ones I currently have. That wouldn't produce peace. So my point is that we're free to make many of our decisions, but it is wise to be ready to change and follow God if his direction is different from ours. God's word says that man's mind plans his way, but God directs his steps. I highly recommend wise and thoughtful planning, but it's essential always to acknowledge God in all of our ways and give God the opportunity to direct us if we've chosen poorly. We don't always make right choices, but we can always recover from wrong ones. Jesus said that David was a man after God's own heart who followed God's will. Yet we know that David murdered Uriah, who is one of his close companions. He did this in order to cover his sin with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, with whom he had committed adultery and who became pregnant as a result. We don't always make the right choices, but we can always recover from the wrong ones. Think about how you can expand in knowing God's heart through the choices you make and the way you move, making those choices. That's our teaching for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue. That was a good one. Really good. And I'm glad you dedicated that to Miss Dina.
Dina,
yeah. Miss Dina. Because I was going to ask you if I could give a shout-out to her based on your conversation with her. And I'm glad you did that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
That's nice.
You know, what came to me first when the author of this message was between moving or not moving, building on that lot between the children, or not doing it, and was looking for, you know, a direction from God, I thought to myself, I thought to myself, well, now I've lost my scripture. Hold on a minute. Well, let me give you the gist of it. The gist of it is, if you're unable to make that decision between two things, it talks about being unstable. Unstable. Mm. In other words, if you have clear direction, you know, for sure, go for it. Make that decision and go. But if you're not, if you're wishy-washing or going back and forth and all that, you're unstable in all your ways. And so that's, that was the first thing that came across to me. But I thought, there's a reason that he, she, in this case, was looking for your clear direction. And I think it's okay for us, certainly, to ask God for a direction. God gives us the ability to make decisions. A lot of our decisions should be made based on the common sense that we have, just like the teaching was talking about. And I think that's really smart for us to do that. We make decisions every day. A lot of times we don't even think about the consequences of a decision, but we go for it. We go, we do it, and God honors it. And if it's wrong, like the teaching said, you know, he'll help correct us and put us back on the right path. So I think what's important here is that we understand that free will is a gift from God for us to make choices, to have choices. Yeah, it's kind of like Jesus said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. So in everything that we do, make sure that you're choosing life and not death. And that's really important for us to just take that very simple teaching and go with it and run with it. And I think it's important that when we are planning, which a lot of us are doing now for our future, that we pray things forward, and it's kind of like it's like as if you were being told to go to a certain place that I will show you. And I'm thinking of two instances in the Bible where God was basically doing that. You know, you had to have the faith to trust God in that where he would send you would be good for you, even though at the particular time it might have been a place of famine. And yet God sent you something that did not seem to make sense. Why would he send Isaiah to a place of famine? You know, but he covered because this is a great miracle. He instructed the ravens to bring bread and meat to him at a certain creek, at a certain river or creek. And it was there for him. But he had to go there to receive that blessing in a land of famine. He had to go there. And sometimes we have to go where God is instructing us to go before we can receive that answer to prayer, before we can receive that blessing that he has for us. So consider that sometimes if we stay right where we are, we're not going to receive God's best unless we move forward to what he's saying we should do or where we should go. It's like a quarterback that's getting ready to throw a pass to a receiver, and the receiver is moving toward the predetermined target where he's going to receive that pass. Well, it's not going to work if he's on his way to the target. It only works when he goes all the way to where the play was designed for him to receive the ball. And that's why we have to go all the way to where God is expecting us to go, or that where we determine we need to go based on his leading, the leading of the Holy Spirit, to be able to receive that pass or receive that blessing or receive that answer to prayer. Pray it forward, send it forward, and be there so you can be there when it gets there. And that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Thank you for it. Thank you very much. I thought it was great. Bob, we've got a lot of things moving forward, taking us in a way to our own promised land. So what would you say about this teaching? What did you glean from it tonight, Bob?
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you. It's amazing. It's getting, you know, where we're in the fall time now. The fall started, on the 21st. And soon, 2025, we'll be in the rearview mirror. And here we are with you still doing these wonderful teachings twice a week.
I know.
And it's like we've had so many of them and so many opportunities to listen and to feel the beauty of the teachings and reflect and then integrate them into our life. You know, as the week goes by, the weekend comes, you know, after Thursday. And just to think about how much it's actually helped all of us that get a chance to listen to these teachings.
Good.
It's just
so beautiful,
it's amazing.
Bob.
It's really amazing. Now, you know, this particular teaching, I was just listening to a Bruce, you know, talking about sometimes you might have to follow in a place of to a place of famine, but we have to listen to God. And then Sue, you were saying about, you know, peace and wisdom and common sense. Sometimes you don't even need to have a deep connection to God to make the right choice, because sometimes it's really obvious. But we do have that available at every second of every day. And there are so many choices to be made these days, and it's not just choices that are reactive, where something's coming at us and we have to choose this or choose that. We have free time also where we get to imagine what it is that we want to choose to do. And it's not so much a choice between two things. It's a choice of focusing on one thing right in that present moment. And we can declare it. So I choose to focus on the concept of patience. And I'm going to focus right now on practicing being patient and having an intention of being more patient as I go forward. So what am I going to choose? Then a choice comes after that. How am I going to learn about a strategy for being more patient? Simple ones, you know, count to five. Mel Robbins, before you act, count to five, right? And read teachings, you know, about how to be more patient, and then practice it. And this is a choice that you get to make, but because we're talking about, you know, the power of God and helping us with choices, even before we read the first line of the first book, we can ask God, is this important for me? And we can then make the choice whether to focus on this or not with the answer that we get. And we can, you know, choose something else. We can practice that for a while. Then we can, a week later on Thursday, after the teaching, we can say, oh, that was a beautiful teaching. I'm now going to focus on being more loving. Instead of my mind being cluttered with a million things, I'm going to appreciate the people right in front of me and show them love. Well, how am I going to do that? Am I going to finally, after hearing Bob mention it 1,037 times, read the book called Nonviolent Communication? And if so, am I then going to practice it? Am I going to actually learn to listen for what people's feelings are? And is this a good thing for me? And then I can ask. Ask God, is this important for me? And you can even have a follow-up question where you can say, okay, if it's important for me, I'll do it with all my heart and soul. And what else? Is there something else that's even more important for me to do now that I can add to the basket of choices? Okay. And you might hear something else where God would say, well, really what you do is you need to focus on that, but you also need to be more productive. You're spending too much time during the day doing this, 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 and this, which is not helping the world. You have a project that you're meaning to work on. Let's get busy and do it. Let's get everything lined up and ready to go. And also, you might hear, you know, to be more, have more faith, right? Have more faith. Why? Because people in the United States are of the belief that things are not okay 95% of the time. How is that demonstrating faith? It's not. And so what am I going to do to show more faith? Am I going to start, you know, focusing on all the things that are great and come to the realization that actually 95% of the time things are okay, it's just that I'm not focused on the right thing. So you might hear that from God in your prayers. And it, hopefully by spending time, you know, with each of your choices you're going to make, you know, because you can come to crossroads, you can come to a place where, oh, we have to move. I need to go down this path or that path. Well, what do you hope is going to happen at the end of the path? Is it something that's going to bring peace and joy and alignment with God at the end of that path? And what's going to happen along the way? Am I going to be able to go with faith and confidence because of my relationship with God, that the path along the way will also bring peace and it will be something that will give me the chance to express my common sense and wisdom? And hopefully never shall it come to pass that you make such a blatant wrong choice, like the prodigal son, where now you have to come crawling back barefoot, begging for forgiveness. And we all have the ability to listen to God, to know not to do things like that. Yet, you still see it all the time. Even in court today, we saw a person that followed a wrong path and is now going to, has no chance to come back to his father for forgiveness. He's going to be in prison for 20 years. But let's hope that we all will never go down such a path, knowing that at the end there's not going to be peace and joy and alignment.
That's right.
And we have that strong capability to act from the guidance, from our own wisdom, from the wisdom we collect from God, so that we feel aligned each day. We feel confident and peaceful that we're aligned with God's will.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, Bob. And you made that relevant to us today. Yeah, because even though there's forgiveness for actions, there's also consequences to those actions. And I think that's sort of what you were alluding to with the court case. There are definite consequences for many things. And Sue, before you go, I just want to say that the memorial service for Charlie Kirk on Sunday afternoon, East Coast time, was the best celebration of life I think I've ever witnessed. And what made it really special, and I hope millions of you in Big Call Universe were able to catch it or can still catch it on YouTube or another platform, because it went on, I don't know, I watched it from 1 o'clock to about 6 o'clock with some pauses for some interruption of phone calls. but it probably went 4 or 5 hours. And I thought it was excellent, but what I thought was so, it was just amazing to me, was when Erica, Charlie's widow, was speaking and saying, fighting back her tears as she was speaking, and when she came to the point where she said that when Christ was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I knew the minute she said that, I thought, she's going to forgive this guy. I knew it in my spirit. And sure enough, she did. She forgave him, the shooter, the executor, who killed her husband. And I just thought, for her to have the strength of spirit to forgive him was absolutely the right thing to do, as she said, you know, because of what Jesus did. And I just thought it was a tremendous outpouring of her faith for us to witness that. And I hope everybody did. But I thought that was a wonderful ceremony, and I'm glad I saw it. I really am. And without going too much more into that, Sue, this teaching, I love that it was about choice and our free will and everything else that Bob and I talked about. What did you get from this teaching, and did it shape any of your thoughts or beliefs?
The teaching didn't shape my belief. What I get a lot out of is the three of us and imagining what everyone else is perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was paying attention and reflecting on the story of moving. And I know that I remember, and I've seen this recently with people that don't want to leave a current job or don't want to leave a current relationship because it's what they know. They really can't deal. They really can't deal with leaving the known, even if it's not fulfilling for them.
Sure.
And so I like taking, listening to the story, reflecting, listening to how beautifully skillful you were, Bruce, and Bob, how you weave so much appreciation and love into, you know, just honoring what we're going through together, just the teaching and the reflecting. And that's where, to me, this teaching, between what the two of you brought, and we'll get into that in a second, it's all about connection to God and deep self-knowledge. Deep self-knowledge. And I like the way it was mentioned, you know, like if you're really busy and you don't have the bandwidth to do this or to do that, that's what we do in our courses, is we help people. There's a place where you're listening to something outside of you, and then hopefully as you're maturing, you can layer the nuances of, like what you said, Bruce. There's a place where being true to yourself may not bring peace. It may not bring peace. You may hear God calling you to move out of a situation. And what I like doing is bringing the neuroscience into it. Your nervous system is wired to keep everything in status quo. That's why people have such a hard time, unless a crisis happens, sometimes they'd rather stick with what, you know, the devil they know. But moving, if you start to move from inspiration, and that signal gives you, we did a whole course on it called the Full God Yes, there's a place where that trickle of curiosity, that following, that glimmer that says, you know what? It could be better than this. And I think that's a really, really important piece, because I think a lot of people settle because they can't imagine allowing God to bring them into a higher space, just like Bob was saying, imagining something better. And I had a good friend who's no longer with us, and I was introducing him to something I was doing for my water project, and I said, you know, I'd like to work with scientists and see about getting, you know, what could happen if we had the rain occur in the evening. Now, he was from an ag family. He goes, well, use your common sense. I said, there's no common sense. It's reimagining. We had a little tiff over it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things where using your, just some of the language sometimes, you have to rethink some of it. You have to really deeply bring it into your heart. You have to reflect, when did I feel an inspired calling of God's love? When it may have looked like you were crazy to follow that calling. When did you not follow it, like the author, because it wasn't necessary to do more, or your energy was going elsewhere? I bet you there was more context than was being revealed. And so let me simplify, because there was a lot of different threads going everywhere, and I like letting people leave with clarity instead of a lot of information. And here's what I would say. God is bringing you and bringing all of us into a time where the ability to tune into our heart and our deepest, closest, most expanded connection to what would allow us to flourish. And the more you listen into that, and the more you simplify and just say, will this allow me to flourish? And will this allow, just think of flourish. And will this allow all those around me and what I'm doing to flourish by my act of doing something new, of expanding into the new, of freeing myself, of being happy, of slowing down? Those are the choices that I think we're going to be allowed to and could use as a skill and a practice, like Bob said. Slow down. Feel for God's alignment in your heart and with your true heart. And when it's clear, even though it may create ruffles around you, you're going to know when to move and how to follow God's will.
That's good.
So that's my take on it.
Well, that's good, Sue. I love that. I love that. Because if we follow our heart, which is our spirit, and let the spirit inside of us help move or shape our body and our soul, we can just move much, much better in the things of God. If we allow the spirit to work within us and control our emotions, our mind, our soul, you know, all of that, then we can move together as one entity, one triune person, where we're not pulled to and fro, you know.
Right. And I heard somebody the other day, and then we'll close it out, but I really like this. He was talking about, this is a, just like Bob was focusing on, what can I do? It's a discipline. What did Christ have? He had disciples. It's a discipline to notice, to pay attention, to look at what brings you more aliveness, more health, more clarity. And that the discipline is also that there's paradox in that. Sometimes, because this doesn't get talked enough about, sometimes when you're being true to yourself, that means disappointing others. And that's a very, 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 very under stress. It's not all about peace and let's all be connected all the time. It's going to mean being true to your deepest heart. And so it's a nuance.
That's right.
Everything is a nuance. You know, you can't look at something just flat, like just taking it and just taking it for what it is. You've got to get a little critical thinking in there, a little reflection like Bob talked about. I just thought both of you brought so much to it. So,
thank you, Sue. Thank you
for
that teaching and all of our comments on it. And I hope everybody in Big Call Universe enjoyed it and would comment on it in their own way, out loud or to themselves or whatever, to edify themselves with that teaching. So, Sue, thank you for that. Let's move into...
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was really fun. Let's get into prayer and praise time tonight. And I've got a prayer request. If you'll you look those up, if there are any, look those up, and I'll just say what I had heard from one of our Big Call listeners, faithful listeners, is that a young man whose name was Max was in a motorcycle accident and ended up breaking his neck, going to a small hospital, and then getting transferred down to a larger facility where they could take care of him better down in Houston. Now, they are working to, you know, straighten out whatever's broken in his neck and all that, but they've got him on a ventilator, and they've administered some steroids to try to reduce the swelling and the inflammation of the area, and then they're trying to get him off of the ventilator to where he can breathe again on his own. Now, the thing about it is, he's conscious. The thing about it is, we know what ventilators usually mean. It's they're not good. If you can avoid it, you should. Sometimes they're necessary. And the hope is, of course, that they'll pull the breathing tube out of his mouth, and he'll be able to breathe on his own and pass the swallow test and all of that that comes with the ventilator issues. So I'm going to just speak total healing, removal of that oxygen tube, the breathing tube from his body. And then that he regains full ability to breathe on his own and be able to pass the swallow test and eat on his own, all of that. I'm praying for all of that to happen and a full, complete recovery for Max in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, an update on the other Max that we prayed for last week. He is still in a coma that was induced but they've gotten, you know, they've rebuilt his legs, rebuilt his neck, rebuilt his hip. Whatever they've done, they were able to do all of that while he was still in a coma. So our prayer is for him to, at some point, come out of that coma, regain consciousness, and get ready to jump into the med bed as soon as those are available for him. And that's my prayer for the other Max, in Jesus' name. And I'd say if your name is Max, don't be riding a motorcycle or getting T-boned. T-bone is when you're driving along and somebody comes and broadsides you with the front of their car in the middle of your car, like a T-bone steak would be. And that's called T-boning. And I didn't explain that initially, but that's it. So, yeah, if your name is Max, be careful out there. I'm just saying. Okay.
And don't take that suggestion on. Release that thought right now. Let me start with this, because I think, you know, praise and prayer, I think it's so important to lay the spiritual frequency of what we want to do. And the mm-hmm. frequency is that even though you're hearing about these things and people, things happening to people, and this is so important because, unfortunately, because of the way we're wired, we kind of take on, oh, another thing, another sick person, another this. So let's just do this for a second. And wherever we go with the praise and prayers, I'm going to start doing this from now on, realize that people are letting go of crutches. People are recovering. Karen, who we prayed for last week that had a hemorrhaging brain bleed, is doing so much better. Her husband wrote to me and said that she's doing well. People are experiencing miracles, and that's what we're doing when we come to this section of the call, is to see the miracle field being activated. And that our prayers and Bruce's prayers and all of our prayers are moving in to sweep out whatever was invading the Christed healing and perfection that is available to us 24/7. That's what we're doing. So let's move on to Scott's praise and prayer.
Okay. There we go.
Tonight's praise goes to Trump administration who professed their belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior at Charlie Kirk's memorial in Arizona. Yep. So many professed in very public ways in front of 100,000 in attendance and millions online. To me, that's revival in the making. My prayer is for the trauma his family endured. Big Call Universe, stand strong in your belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Thank you,
Pastor Scott, for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Exactly. And I'm going to comment a little bit more on that as we go on. Hey, Sue?
And this is from a person called, Carla. I have a prayer request. Please include me in your prayer group prayers. I'm hoping to get a med bed appointment before I have to have cataract surgery. I'm feeling nervous and anxious when I think about them cutting into my eyes, and I trust that whatever happens is in God's plan. I'm only human and alone. I'm afraid to tell my friends because they'll just fuss about it and make me more anxious. Now I find myself reaching out for more prayer support to help me get through this tough time ahead. And I just want to say, Carla, I totally understand, because your body, you don't like anything coming in to invade your body, and yet you need to have it healed. And I'll let Bruce say something about it, because he knows about that. And
I do, Sue.
So, wait, let me just finish the prayer
afterwards.
If I can.
Yeah, after. Yeah. Sure.
So let's just pray for you, Carla. And let's make it so that your trying to set this up even for the future. So you hold yourself with Christ. Very important to open to your own deep Christ love, your own self-love. And you say, it's okay that you're scared. This is your precious body and your precious eyes, and you're protective of those. And that all these people on the call are understanding why you would be anxious and nervous. They're validating why you feel the way you feel, and that Christ is coming, and that you hold with Christ, that you're choosing this beautiful outcome, the surgery, and Bruce will tell you a little bit about that, the med beds. All you're dwelling in is that you're walking out of the rooms of any kind of anxiety. You're standing in the power to help create the outcome that's healed eyes, getting in the med beds, and doing everything you know that you can do with a Zim. But be very loving with yourself in Jesus' name, and know that you're walking in love, in healing, and in deep self-compassion. Amen. Okay, Bruce,
amen.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Sue. Carla?
Carla.
I've known a lot of people. Carla, right?
Yes.
D-A-R-L-A, right? Carla. Yeah.
For us. Yep.
Carla, I know a lot of people that have had cataract surgeries. I've had both of my eyes cataract surgery, cataracts replaced. It's a very simple procedure. Takes about 20 minutes tops. That's it, per eye. They don't do both eyes together. They'll do one, and then they'll do the other one maybe a month later. And it's a very, all they're doing is taking the lens off the front of your eye and replacing it with a plastic type of a lens that's designed to work in place of your natural lens. And it was absolute, well, let me put it this way. In most cases, at least in my case, I could be put under, and they did the procedure, and then you wake up, you don't feel a thing, you wake up, they have a patch over your eye, you're in the recovery room, and when you're ready to go, you go, and then 4 hours later, after your surgery, you remove the patch, and then you can see. That's how they typically do it. Now, your doctor might change some of that protocol, but that's pretty much the way it works, and it's, I'm not going to say it's absolute cake, but it's pretty easy on you. So I want to just repeat the prayer that Sue had for you and just say we're with you. And if you want to get them done before you get a chance to get the med bed, fine. If not, you can just wait on the med bed if there's no urgency to it. Okay? So thank you for that request. Thank you, Sue, for her.
And so now, and I'm going to open this up and watch what I do with this one. This is
right.
From, Dana for his bride, Patty. He says, blessings to all who you are, all of who you are doing God's work. He's requesting prayer for his wife of 32 years for God's restoration of her health. And she's saying, I know she'll be healed as we all will be when she's called home.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button on that. It can happen before you're called home. And it's not selfish to pray that it's God's will to heal her now. She's been stricken with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome for the past 9 years. And so I'm going to suggest that maybe, Dana, you call boomers and talk to them, because a lot of this is just about not having access to, it's either people are isolated and it's emotional, they're isolated and they don't know supplements, routines, knowledge about how to get out of it. I used to do a lot of healing work, and I saw a lot of people recover from this after longer than that. So let's pray that Patty and Dana realize that health can be as normal as breathing. It should be normal. That's God's will, is health. And that the will, too, is the will to learn, what can I do to live the health that God wants for me, and how can I bring Christ in to know that I don't have to own this condition? How can I disown it, kick it out, have Christ come in and inspire me to learn what might be possible if I were thinking new things, in my body healed, not being at the, you know, effect of some condition, but letting my mind be renewed, calling boomers, whatever it is. We're seeing you surrounded with a whole new system of not struggling for 9 years, but in full recovery. Here, now, so you can enjoy what you call your beautiful bride, the two of you enjoying the fact of this is a new adventure to find out what's possible. This is a new adventure. It doesn't have to be that way. You can put down the pattern and you can step in to new healing in Christ's name and with many different people that have healed. Way, just amazing things can happen. Imagine having that energy wrapped around you 24/7 and seeing what happens. In Jesus' name, we see the two of you being blessed with perfect health.
Yes.
And say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Very nice. Excellent. Yep.
So I need you to know the time hack, because it's 9:55.
we're gonna run long tonight. I get it. Yeah.
Okay. So I can keep my segment pretty short, I think. Hold on there.
Well, do you have a genie for us?
Oh, I do have a genie. Yeah. Sorry, genie. It was right there. Matthew 24:36. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven, or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. On 9/10/25, we lost Charlie Kirk. Losing someone we love stirs a mix of emotions like grief, sadness, shock, deep sorrow, and disbelief. We thank God for the beautiful weather, the huge turnout in person, tremendous amounts of viewers watching live on TV, and the memorial revival. This was viewed all over the world. The best revival and music worship service. Charlie died a martyr for American freedom and Christian faith, and now reunited with his Creator in heaven. The most powerful and faithful moment was when Charlie's wife, Erica, forgave the young man who killed her husband and said, "I forgive him because it was what Christ did and it's what Charlie would do."
Yep.
Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you yours. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, our brother in Christ. We will never forget you. Today we pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners, Pastor Scott's health, RV blessing, especially med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, safety, for healing of body, mind, and spirit, for Charlie Kirk's wife, two small children, his family, and all the people still grieving. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Right on the money. Got that right. And we're still all grieving and praying for Erica and the family and Charlie's parents, too, and the whole community. Any other requests, Sue, prayer requests or praise?
That is it, Bruce. That
okay.
is it.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, let's go ahead and see what it is you'd like to say to us tonight, Sue, what you'd like us to know, and we'll just do that right now.
Well, I'd like to take people into a new place tonight because I think people need it. And I'm going to be making an announcement. I hope it's on Thursday. If not, it'll be on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to introduce you to a concept of life. It's part of what I'll be announcing. And it's called Living Inspired Futures Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we can do, it's part of a new thing we're creating, mm-hmm. one of the things we can do is we can begin to lift with Christ into what do we want to optimize? What do we want to draw more of our awareness and our attention to, even though we're going through things like Charlie Kirk, people are going through this is a very, very big transition, very big transition, as people are having to integrate the world and their feelings and be with people and move where people are, everybody's picking up on everybody's grief and sadness and et cetera. It's a warm-up for what's coming. And one of the things you can do that you may not know is to open up curiosity and wonder and be in astonishment around how many people are coming together in love, how many people are waking up to unify in this beautiful new sense of love, awareness, the world needs to heal. So I'm going to walk you through that a little bit. I'm going to read you some testimonials, and I'm going to tell you how you can play a very active, very gentle, but very powerful role. And I don't think you've ever thought about this in a moment. I doubt that you've even seen this perspective. But hold on a second while I read you some things. This is about the MedBed 100. Hi, Sue. My wife, Jen, and I have been furiously researching MedBeds for the past 2 years. Your MedBed 100 is a masterclass. Thank you for helping us consolidate everything. I'll tell you what a masterclass is in a minute. Hi, Sue. I've done hundreds of meetings, maybe closer to thousands in my life. I've always done preparation prior to the meeting. I was taught to visualize how I wanted my meeting to go, especially the end result. But as far as my future goes, I've been stressed because I had no clue what to even prepare for. I've researched to see if there was any knowledge out there that would give me a clue. This is more talking about the leadership classes. I have to feel comfortable and confident when I have a meeting. You and You're Not a Class has given me clarity as to where my future is going, what I can expect, and most of all, how to prepare. My deepest appreciation to you for sharing your time and knowledge. We have just one more. Hold on a second. I'll tell you why how this matters to you, even if you... This was really interesting. From a gentleman, thank you. What I like most about your classes is the group interaction So this is in the MedBed 100, and we might have more classes next week. Friendly atmosphere, it's like you all know each other, and yet you are professional and bring it back on point. What inspires me are humanitarian efforts and spiritual things. Thank you for reaching out. So here's where it gets interesting. I'm going to start with the MedBed and stay with the MedBeds. The MedBed 100 program, a lot of people are reading and digesting a lot of information, and it's outside of them. The MedBed 100 program does something very different, and it's in all of our classes. It brings the information, and it helps you to make decisions about optimizing who you want to be in the future with things that you don't see, number one. And number two, there's nothing in these other programs that gets you to reflect, takes you into a meditation so you can try it on. That's the difference. If you're just processing all this information out there, everything is outside of you, and you're not cleansing and putting on and starting to think, okay, there's a lot going on out there, but I'm going to come back into myself, and I'm going to put on that I'm going to be one of these people that is going to be walking out into the world as giving my time, my energy, my contribution, talking about humanitarian projects, being healthy, saying, I think, you know, we're working on a clinic, we're helping animals, whatever it is. If you're not imagining that and practicing that, and becoming that now, so that you can also understand, that's going to be a very big difference when you walk around, and this is in the program. You're going to get to literally try it on and begin to embody, this is who I'm about to be. Now, compare that. If you don't do something that takes you into that experience, and you go into the MedBed, you don't know anything about the different qualities you can have, and you come out and you've done no practice of what are your family going to say? What's it going to be like? Just getting into that space. It's going to be a very big adjustment. That's why we created it. So that what? Here's the big, big word, which is why our email is Integrated Minds. In order to have healing, healing is integration. Healing is taking Christ into your body. Healing is taking who you are as a Christed humanitarian post-MedBed and walking into church where they've never heard of this kind of stuff. That's a big deal. I'm going to say it. It's a really, really big deal. I have to practice. I think about what people see me walking all the time, and what are they going to do? What am I going to say when they see me in my outfit that's standard and I look different?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. So here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to go into your heart, and I want you to ask if you're being loving to yourself. And if you've got the MedBed 100, go back and listen to it. I hear people say it's our signature piece is our neuroplasticity in Christ meditations. That's really... there's the information that's phenomenal, but it's the meditation that integrates the experience so you own it, so you embody it. So it's not just information, and you're not, this is about being very aware, accountable, and inspired. So go into your heart and just ask. By investing $100 to prepare, to own, and to integrate the experience of being a person that will have, if I'm a Zoom holder, access to the med beds so that I can be better prepared for my family, for my friends, for everything. Is that an inspired contribution? Is that something that I can do now to prepare myself and to be prepared to be walking out as one of the early people in the med beds so that I feel not overwhelmed, not unprepared, but really accountable to bringing my best self in Christ to what I'm doing? That's all you need to ask. Just sit with that. Just sit with that. Sit with the depth of that. Whatever your answer is, if you want the MedBed 100, because I'm beginning to realize it's a very deeply needed program. Very, very. There's no program that's integrating all this information, so it's uplifting and inspiring, yes, but deeply healing and integrative. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100, put your name, your telephone number, and whether you have PayPal or not. And we will be coming up with another way that we can be doing this, but we're not going to announce that quite yet until Bruce is laughing. So just do it like that. MedBed 100, it's $100. But what are you really investing in? You're investing in your ability to walk out your future for you, and you're investing in your ability to integrate and be ready and be prepared to be this person that is surrounded by people that are processing what the MedBed really means. And that's just going to help you to walk in wisdom. And that's what we really are about. We need to get very integrated. And that's what I think we're doing. We're beginning to unify, take a lot of random energy and thoughts, and becoming much more coherent. So that's what it's going to do for you. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. Absolutely. Very, very important. And that was well done. And I look forward to everybody taking advantage of that. If you have any interest whatsoever in the med beds, this is the best and only real class over two nights, hour and a half each night, 3 hours total, that really does a very, very complete job of bringing all that information to you so that you can internalize it.
It's a master class. It's a master
class.
It really is. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And now, let's go into Bob's world. Bob, we had that prayer request. I believe it was Dana that had fibromyalgia? Yeah.
And I thought, chronic fatigue syndrome, yep.
And chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, yep. And I wondered if you wanted to comment on those, Bob. Sue suggested maybe they call you or call Boomers, and maybe you have some advice or something you want to bring to that request. Otherwise, we love the testimonials, and anything new as in a new sale.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so in regard to both chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, almost always there's a component of nutrition issues. Fibromyalgia,
right.
some of the best nutritional scientists in the world refer to fibromyalgia as the mother of all nutritional deficiencies.
Wow.
Now, if in this case that's true, then that would most likely also be causing the fatigue issues. Because if you're low in the right nutrients, you're going to have a very hard time, you know, making energy. And most certainly, you know, there's a component of mitochondria dysfunction in both of these issues. And there's a lot of things that can cause that. So one of the very first things that that people should do is check their iron level. And usually if people have fatigue, they've had their iron level checked, and if it's low, a doctor will give them iron, but if it's high, they usually don't do anything, unless it's real super high. And just slightly elevated iron can cause chronic fatigue, and it can cause a lot of pain, and it causes early death. And so find out what your iron level is, and make sure that it's not too high. And if it is, you can donate blood. You can also get a product that's called Iron Block that helps lower your iron. So there's a lot of different things that need to be considered. But the very first, and certainly the having a low level of vitamin D can cause both of those issues. And so the easy way to start is get our product called the Total Health System, which is, you know, our Gladiator Barley or Heirloom Barley, whichever one you choose, along with Boomer Boost and our probiotics and also extra vitamin D and extra fatty acids. And the reason that you have to get extra vitamin D and fatty acids is we didn't put them in the Boomer Boost because the fatty acids make powders taste bad, and vitamin D kind of has to be customized based on how much sunlight you're getting, where you live, things like that. And so we didn't want to give everybody the same amount. And so the easiest thing to do is just go to our site, and when you're there, what you want to do is look on products where it says all products and go down to the fourth drop down and click on health systems. And what you want to get is called a starter total system with probiotics. Comes in a nice box. All five products are in there. Three of them are powders. You mix them in the shaker bottle that comes with the kit. Add some water, and then take four pills. Usually it's two vitamin D and two omega-3s. Some people might only need one D3. But when you get your blood tested, make sure the doctor tests not only your iron level, but your D3 level as well. And we've seen lots and lots and lots of people with both fibromyalgia and with chronic fatigue get completely better when they use that total health system. So that's the easiest thing to do, is to just do that. We know from thousands of profiles using people's blood work, going back 30 years, and looking at people's blood work that have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, that they have significant deficiencies in multiple nutrients, vitamin D, coenzyme Q10, B vitamins, et cetera, and they usually have very high inflammation, which is shortening their life. And in that total health system, there's over 4,000 bioactive compounds, and it can solve a great many different problems because of that, because of how comprehensive it is. So that's what I would say, you know, with that. You asked about testimonials too, Bruce, and we have some.
Yes.
I mean, we got some great testimonials, and this one's really important. And this is the reason that I read these testimonials. If someone hears this story and they go, oh, I know somebody that has that problem, this can just make the biggest difference for someone's life. This says, June 6th, 1997. Mm-hmm. This is 28 years ago.
Yep.
28 years ago. My son, my youngest son, was in a car accident and left him in a coma for over 3 months and in the hospital for a year. Mm. His normal sleep schedule was non-existent for the last 23 years. I put off for a long time trying Good Night Formula because the neurologist had cautioned us against using sleep aids due to the depth of his severe traumatic brain injury. Now, this is where this starts in capitals. I finally started giving the Good Night Formula to him a month ago. It's absolutely amazing. For the first time in over 20 years, I have not had to get up 2 to 3 times every night. Thank you doesn't seem like it says enough, but thank you, Boomers, for this amazing product.
That's terrific.
And having cared for many people over the years with traumatic brain injury, it's not just that they have trouble sleeping, but in the middle of the night, they're in a lot of distress. And sometimes you will hear people with traumatic brain injury crying, screaming, and moaning half the night from extreme distress, and it's very, very disruptive to the whole floor on the nursing home, to the whole family if they're caring for their child at home, and to be able to have that child or even an adult relieved of that extreme agony at night after night after night is something that's a really great blessing. And I know from personal experience what that is like, having gone to sleep every night in such severe pain that I couldn't fall asleep without tears in my eyes. And so to have had Good Night Formula back then in 1973 would have been really great.
Yeah, it would have helped a lot. Gosh.
Yeah. So here's a here's another one, Bruce. This is about Boomer Boost. It says, Boomer Boost is great. It gives me the boost I need to get through my long days. At 82 years young, it is just the thing for me. My only regret is waiting over 2 years after purchasing for the first time, and I had to repurchase to have the current product. My advice is, don't wait. Start using it now.
That's right.
And the younger people are when they start using great nutrition products, the healthier they're going to be when they get older. So if you're 20 years old and you start using great nutrition products like Boomer Boost and Barley, you know, at that age, when you get to be 40, you're going to still be really healthy. And when you get to be 60, you're going to still be really healthy. It's harder to catch up if you wait until you're 82 and you're starting to get crumbly, and then you start taking the products, you will catch up and feel good, but it's harder. It takes longer. So here's another one. This one came in 3 days ago about Myotrol. It says, this is an amazing product. It's great for muscle development, and it's always giving me a healthy day. So Myotrol is is really important. If the people that had sent in the prayer request, if it's in their budget, they can add Myotrol into their order for that total health system also. And
yep.
Later you'll hear another testimonial.
That's right.
This another one came in about Boomer Boots. Yeah.
Tell us the status, Bob, if you will. Tell us the status on this last shipment of Myotrol, because I think it's out of stock currently, but it's on the way. It's on the road, right?
Yeah. So our Myotrol order took way longer than we thought this time. There were lots and lots of issues in the production related to supply chain. And so we thought we would have had this order 2 or 3 months ago, but it didn't work out that way.
Wow.
And so it has left San Diego, meaning the product has been produced. It's been put in bottles and labeled and sealed and tested and put in boxes and on a pallet. And it's on a refrigerated truck right now as we speak. It left yesterday, and they expect the delivery will be next Tuesday, a week from today, possibly on Monday. So hang in there if you want Myotrol. We're going to have plenty of it when the time comes. And if you've been thinking about starting it, this would be a good time because the truckload that's coming, it's a lot. So this is another testimony about Boomer Boost. It says, Boomer Boost is special. I feel it's helping my body overall. I thank the Lord for Boomers. I get energy throughout the day with Boomer Boost. Sincerely.
Amen. That's good.
Now here's another one that came in. This is kind of a quasi-testimonial. It's kind of like yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a gentleman that writes in, okay, Bob, after knowing what Myotrol and Boomer Boost has done for me and hearing numerous testimonials, I heard from, and he's saying this woman's name, she has a Telegram channel group, and she mentioned her mom had suffered a health issue, was not doing well, and was struggling. So she was tired from all the stress that came with watching over her mom and caring for her. She said it was difficult to watch. Well, I had to reach out to her and recommended she start her mom on Myotrol and Boomer Boost. She let me know she ordered it and received the shipment, and her mom started 2 days ago. I replied back that I would wait for the OMG moment that her mom's recovery on its way. I asked her to watch for little things, her movement, a smile, her renewed attitude. This is why my cup runneth over with gratitude and amazement about how God works his blessings. Boomers is a blessing to so many, and the best is yet to come, my friends. We are family. Please pray for the mom's recovery.
Yes.
And this guy sent in a picture of himself. Looks like he's on St. Pete Beach. He's wearing this really cool floppy hat, and he's chilled out on the beach with the blue sky and some clouds in the background. Hard to tell where he is, but it's pretty cool. But anyway, that's the end of the testimonials for now. Bruce, I'll just tell people quickly, we are doing this really cool sale that is a sale that it's a build-your-own bundle sale. And we've done this before, and it was very popular, so we decided to do it again. And the way it works is there's 8 different products that are on the list of things you can put into a bundle. And there's at the bottom, there's suggested bundles for different things that you can do, right? So, and it's pretty extensive. You should really go to this page and check it out, because there's a lot of information about the benefits of different suggested bundles. And without going through and reading them all, because it would take a long time, I suggest you go there and do it. And then if you want to make your own bundle, it's really great, because it's going to give you a 10% discount that's going to go for 2 months if you put that bundle onto your subscription program. So if you decide, hey, I really want to start taking collagen and barley together and maybe some vitamin C, I'll put that in a bundle, get a discount, and if I put it on to the subscription program, that extra 10% discount is going to carry over for another month, because you always get 10% for a subscription. And this is a chance you get an extra 10% for 2 months. And so that is one of the things that is going on right now. And we also, because it's been so popular, kept the other two packs together on sale at really great discount price. The one's called the Proenzyme Pack, which is your digestive enzymes and probiotics together. The other one's called the Calm Down Combo, which is the ashwagandha and turmeric together. Both of these, I mean, there's substantial savings on these two combos of over $30 when you buy them in a combo. So that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10:30 on the dot, and that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. That's really, really good. And I built my own bundle today with some help from Stephanie, and we knocked it out, and I'm glad I did it today. I am. So let's do this. Yeah. Let's say, first of all, Bob,
so you're all bundled up, Bruce?
I'm bundled up. I really am. I'm bundled up with every place to go. You know, it's funny. To get to Bob's website, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And you'll see a banner at the top of the homepage that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Just click on it. It'll take you right into the Boomers website. So you go through that. You can notice what Bob was telling you about the various products with the drop-down menus, just how important it is to get started with the total health system. That's what I started with, and I still basically am on that. But, of course, I've added some other things to supplement that. But, I added Good Night Formula is in one of the eight products that you can use to bundle, eight or nine. I got that. I got collagen. I've got several of the products. I got a couple of products that weren't in the bundle option, but I'm glad I put that order together. Got some. Hey, by the way, the barley is also in the option. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. 10% off. That's a nice little discount. So, you know, it all adds up. So what you want to do is go to the site, put that order together online, in your cart, and all that. And then if you have a question or a problem or anything that you need some help on, they're very good at working with Big Call Universe listeners, because they just are. Here Bob is, you know, a moderator on our call and has been doing this for over 10 years now, and just like Sue has, and really they've helped me be able to make this call work. And so it's been wonderful. So they're really good. So all you do, if you need to call them, just use the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, still on Daylight Savings Time. So keep that in mind. And call if you need. Otherwise, just throw an order together on the site and get this thing shipped off to you right away. And I'm looking forward to getting this. That'll catch me up where I was out of a couple of things. And you can't have too much Good Night Formula. You got to have a reserve of that. You don't want to be running out of that, because it really helps you to sleep through the night, dream through the night. And if you do get up, you can get right back into bed and resume your dream. In most cases, I'll resume the same dream or modify it and start a new dream, but it's all good. So keep that in mind, and thank you, Bob, for that. I love the testimonials. I love the help on the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue syndrome. All of that's so important to know that we have ways to mitigate the symptoms of those easily. And that's really lack of nutrition. All right, so do that. Take advantage of it. You know anybody that's got fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or anything like that? Send them to Boomers to give them the advice, unless you want to give it to them, just like Bob did to us tonight. All right, let's go into Intel. It's going to be late, but I know I don't have that much to tell you, but I do have a little bit. This is a really interesting thing. Remember that we had, has it been 2 weeks probably? 2 weeks ago, I believe we said that we had the start of Nasara and Jasara expected to begin on Wednesday, October 1st, a week from tomorrow. As far as I know, that is still in play. That timing. And the other thing is, we heard from a very strong source last night that, I'll word it this way, the greatest turnover of wealth in the history of the world is to take place starting October 1st. And what I'm taking that to mean is the information went on to say that the $150 trillion that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we have obtained from the Federal Reserve, the Treasury has it, that money is being used and coming back. This is what the conversation was, that it was stolen from us and it's coming back to the citizens of the United States. And I think that $150 trillion is coming back in maybe up to three or four ways. One, I think we're going to get it in terms of DOGE payments. Two, I think we're going to get it in terms of R&R, Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance. I think three, it could come in the way of, we're going to call this the tariff rebates, okay? The tariff dividends is the last term I think we used. The tariff dividends. And four, it could also manifest in the form of increases in Social Security benefits, which should be substantial increase in the month of October. So we've got that. Now look, what didn't I include in those sources or those streams of income, let's call it? What I didn't include was the RV itself. So what I'm saying is, I think DOGE and all of those things will occur starting as early as the 1st of October. Now, I would look for them all in one day or even in 1 week. But I believe Nasara and Jasara will roll out starting October 1st. What about the RV and our exchanges? What about our 800 numbers, which gives us access to, wait for it, the redemption centers? That's right. We believe in redemption centers. Even some people don't. I don't understand it. Well, actually, I do understand it. I understand why they don't seem to think it's real. But it is. And we have a lot of evidence to prove that it's real, considering we know, physically know in person, a lot of the Redemption Center leaders. We know them. We know where they're going. We know where they travel to. We know where the centers are in some cases. Anyway, please don't follow anybody that says there are no Redemption Centers, because it's an absolute lie. Now, what else? What about our timing? We heard yesterday that Vietnam had RV'd their Vietnam Dong yesterday, on Monday. We know that the dinar's already revalued, even though it's not showing up on the front page of the Forex yet. It's on a back page of the Forex. It's been traded, and we had a rate, but it may take a little while before it makes its way to the front screen of the Forex. It's been on the bank screens, the dinar has, been on the bank screens, and so it's obviously been traded because it's at a new value. That's a very good value, but I believe it's going to be traded even higher. And they may just literally install the rate that they want it to be on the Forex. And therefore, the banks will take that rate. It'll show up on their screens, and Redemption Center rates will get their version of the dinar, their version of the Vietnamese dong, and all of the other 24 to 28 currencies that are going up in value. Hence, the global currency reset, GCR. Now, we have timing based on the revaluation of the dong and the previous revaluation of the dinar, even though it's sort of being kept from us a little bit. But the timing that we had was from a very good source that we should have the RV, meaning our numbers, our 800 number, and to be able to start setting our appointments by or before the end of this month. Well, when is the end of the month? This coming Tuesday, a week from today. Some sources, with the fact that Vietnam was to revalue today or tomorrow, but instead revalued yesterday, a day or two early, over what we were told. And these are major players that are getting this information. Okay, so that if that was the case, which we believe, it was confirmed to us that happened yesterday, then maybe the 800 number and the setting of appointments and the start of exchanges could happen instead of later in the week, Friday, Saturday. Maybe they'd start as early as Thursday or Friday. I don't know that. We may have to go to the end of the month, by or before the end of September. I don't know. It's been the hardest thing in the world to confirm the timing of the RV. Guess what? They don't want us to know when it's going to be. We're doing the best job we can to let you guys know, hey, we are definitely in this, and it is coming. And it looks like, if a lot of our sources are very high up in the banking world, like number one with certain banks, I think we're looking good for this week. Now, it might take us all the way to Tuesday, which would be, you know, the 30th of September is Tuesday. And maybe we got numbers and we do our exchanges and we start exchanges on the 1st of October. I've thought of that. It might be that scenario, but I'm going to say that we are projecting this to go before the end of September, which is a week away. So I'm encouraged by what we've heard. I'm encouraged that Vietnam revalued yesterday instead of today or tomorrow, which is Wednesday. And I'm encouraged that this is happening, and we're looking very, very good. I wouldn't really worry about the continuing resolution. They may not pass it. I don't care if they do or not. We have so much money in our new restored Republic Treasury. It's not even funny. I don't think you guys would believe me if I told you how much I think is in there. But it's a bunch. And we're going to be in good shape. We'll get these numbers out. If you send in an email to bigcalluniverse.com, if you put your email address in as a way to register on our site, no charge to do it, you know that, you just register it, we will send you an email with the toll-free number when I get it. And we'll also be in touch with you after the RV exchanges. And it won't be like immediatamente, but it'll be fairly soon after. I want to stay in touch with you guys. I might do a recording as a podcast, put a link on it, and send it out so you guys know kind of where we are in the process of Rebuild America getting started and Rebuild International getting started and the Pastoral Retreat Network and the Veterans Retreat Network getting started. Those are my four projects. And I told you guys I'm looking for help in those areas. And thank you, Ms. Dina, for your desire to be of help. And thousands, I hope tens of thousands, of other people that have shown interest in working with us, especially on Rebuild America. I mean, I might be able to use some help in all of them. Certainly Rebuild International might need a little help, especially if you speak Spanish or French. And if we do get allowed to come into Haiti and help in Haiti, you know, I had a dream like, gosh, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago about working in Haiti. I mean, it's a long time ago. And back to the Dominican Republic is right next door to Haiti on the island of Hispaniola. You know, it's convenient. It's close. And we should be able to do something. If we can do something to help, I've got some ideas for both countries. Bob's got some connections and contacts for the Dominican Republic, the DR. We plan to do a lot of work there. And maybe we stay there while we head over to Haiti for the day and come back. I don't know yet. We'll see. Haiti needs help, but they need to learn to help themselves. And I think we can help them do that. I know I can. I know we can. That's something I want to do. And we'll work with our veterans. Great ideas for that. Pastoral Retreat is working with pastors, evangelists, and missionaries that want a place for some R&R in the U.S. where they can go through stuff and just get everything right for the following year. And we've got some great ideas for those guys, too. So there's a lot in the works right now that I'll bring out later. So if you want to be somebody who's contacted for Rebuild America or any number of projects, we'll be sending out podcasts, and then we'll be trying to build out some URLs that we have to try to get interactive type websites for you guys to respond back to. And we'll try to do this thing all across the U.S. Try to get together regionally, by state, by region, and it should be absolute blast. Should be something we all get together on and enjoy, and just maybe we'll get a chance to meet you one-on-one. I'm looking forward to that with a lot of our listeners. So we'll see how Bob and maybe Sue might even join us. You never know if that's going to happen or not. Speaking of Sue, she mentioned the MedBed 100. And the MedBed 100, if you have any inclination that you need to get into a MedBed for health reasons and any number of other reasons, you need the MedBed 100 classes. Two classes, 3 hours total. You can order those for $100 from Sue, and she will send you those links in emails that you can listen to them, and you can listen to them over and over again. How do you get them? You send Sue, and make sure you spell this right, send her an email to integrated. I'm going to pronounce it that way, even though it's pronounced integrated. Don't put an R in there where there isn't one. Integrated. I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D. Like to integrate something. Integrated Minds. M-I-N-D-S. At hushmail.com. Send Sue that email out. Let her know your name and put your phone number in the email. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. And just stay tuned to your emails coming back so you can respond to whatever Sue's needing, whatever she's requesting. All right? Stay tuned because these, let me tell you, when these numbers do come out, the MedBed 100 will be in your rearview mirror. This is the time to take advantage of it if you haven't already. You say, oh, I wish I had done that 2 weeks ago. Oh, I wish I'd done that 2 months ago. It's not too late to get it now. That's the point. You can get it, and you'll hear all of the different ways that you can affect your interview for the MedBed in a 15-minute interview session before you go in. I know what I'm going to say. I've got it down. You guys need to know that so that you can do and get. I mean, do you realize in a very real sense, I thought of this tonight while Sue was speaking. Do you realize when Ponce de Leon was searching for the fountain of youth? Guess what? We have it in the MedBeds. We will have it. And you'll have it if you order the MedBed 100. You'll know what the deal is, you'll know how it works, you'll know everything that you need to say in your interview, and I'm looking forward to it very, very much. More than the money of the RV, much more than the money. The money's going to be a tool, we'll be good stewards of it, we'll be doing the right things to elevate and lift up humanity and do the right thing as humanitarians, but I want to be able to do it where I can see everybody and be healthy and be younger and be able to go the distance at whatever, however long God wants me on this earth before he comes back, before Jesus comes back to collect the church, the body of Christ. You know, I want to do what I can, and that's what we're doing. So, send that off to Sue, integratedminds@hushmail.com, and check out the sales on Boomers. You know how to get to the site. And let's pay attention to what happens. Now, today's Tuesday night. We've got Thursday. We'll see what happens, and then we'll take it from there. All right? Well, everybody, have a great night. God bless you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, thank you as well. And everybody in Big Call Universe, thank you for listening. And thank the satellite team, I call them the SAT team, for getting the Big Call out all over the globe in various languages. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Now let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us and are continuing to do to teach us, to help us, to provide for us, and to bring an amazing blessing, which is really so big that we almost can't contain it. It's going to be that big. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for essentially everything that's becoming new and the whole reset that we're undergoing. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We look forward to talking with you on Thursday.